household two. All right. So the very first thing is actually very straightforward. It's all we're going to ask you to do is to kind of give us a sense of what each of your expertise is, mm-hmm. With kind of technology related things. So it just kind of asks you, like, what are you comfortable with doing? What are you good at? That sort of thing. Once we're done doing this, we'll kind of go through the different devices that are in your home and who uses it and that sort of thing.
Does y'all want anything to drink or anything? Coffee? You got Coke?
I have some water.
Water?
Water's good with me too. Yeah, thanks.
When you get back, you have to fill out a questionnaire.
Okay.
More stuff to do. Kind of a trigger for most of these stuff that we ask through here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important that we ask everything, but just to get a picture of kind of what's going on.
Sure. Cover that.
So this is the different people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the devices and how they're used. Hey, Brent. Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to run this by you.
Okay.
I'm recording kind of what we're saying just so it's easier to kind of transcribe it later in case
we've
missed it in the notes. So the first thing that I'm going to ask you to do is fill this out. This kind of gives us a sense of where, you know, what your comfort level is with various types of technology and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, take your time with that. And please ask if you've got questions.
Okay.
How many kids you guys have?
Two.
Back there.
Does it sound like more in there?
They sound like they're playing with each other. Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. You get to a point to where you can tell when it's bad and when it's not.
When it's good.
Yeah.
How old are they?
2-year-old boy and 4-year-old girl. Well, she'll be 4 in January.
Right on.
And they have their room. Is this that huge room? And so they have and. Every toy imaginable to man in there.
It's the way to grow up, man. I'm telling you. Actually, you guys got a really nice area around
this
here,
is
too.
Good,
it's quite pretty.
Thank you. Yeah, it's his grandparents' house. We're glad they live here, so.
Yeah.
Well, it works out, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been here?
Three. 3 years.
Three.
Store.
Yeah,
I opened up a store in Home Depot.
Oh.
We moved to Mississippi to open it up, and the store's been open for a little over 3 years. So.
Oh, excellent. Why did you come here from Mississippi?
Well, he's from here, and I have family up here as well, and we met up here actually, but we went to Mississippi because there was better jobs for a little bit in construction.
Mm.
And I've always worked at Home Depot.
Okay.
And they were opening up a new store, and I'm an inventory specialist, and so I take care of a lot of, we do like price changes and counting and blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed a new one, and I said.
It's always amazing to me how a store like Home Depot, one store manages. So many items, so much complexity. It's unbelievable.
I've been doing this position for a very, very long time, but I was a head cashier
mm-hmm.
for few years. That's when we met. That was how I was. And then but I do everything. I do bookkeeping. I do customer service. I do tool rental. I do I do everything in the store. I've been with the store for so long.
Right.
With her, and this is my third store. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well.
And you better be honest on there,
I
too.
Am.
I fix all of his stuff. So.
Let me see if you're being honest.
Just that one or
the bottom, bottom? The little bottom thing. You just, what you, how you agree with that. He cracks me up because.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. The, his boss, because he works for an online.
Online business now, fireplace doors and accessories.
Mm-hmm.
So I am like been thrown into the whole computer thing now.
Cool.
And so I gotta say it's been easier because it's more hands on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still I'm still a little bit uncomfortable. But like I said, it's a learning process and it's
there's,
coming.
There's
so.
Things that they do that cracks me up because they'll do something and then he'll bring it home and they'd be working on it for hours.
What is the kind of stuff you're doing?
Hours.
Sales and basically just maintaining the web page itself.
Okay.
So,
and they'll be working for hours, and it drives me crazy. I just want to pick it up and fix it. And he'll hand it to me, and I'll have it done in 5 minutes. It just drives me insane. I just it's like just give it to me.
That's funny. Okay, so that's great because you're helping me fill in some of these cells. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm trying to kind of just get a sense for kind of who you guys are. So I want to get a sense of what your ages are, kind of what your occupations are, which you've done a great job of letting me know already.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of which devices you guys use in the home and which one is the computer guru. I'm getting the sense that it might be.
That's her.
And then as part of that, we're going to fill out kind of how many devices there are in the home that make use of the internet.
Okay.
So I'll just fill out this right in front of you so you can kind of see what's going on. You can correct me as I go. So I don't know how comfortable you are. Do you want to give me a sense of what your ages are?
I'm 30. Okay. He's 35.
35. So how many devices do you guys have in the home that you guys make use of?
We have the Xbox 360 is actually, it's like hardwired into the internet.
Okay.
The desktop computer that's upstairs.
Okay.
And we have a laptop because we have a Wi-Fi network as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the printer?
Printer's not wireless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you want only internet. The, now, I don't know if it matters, but I'm hoping before you guys actually come back, I'm going to actually have an iPod Touch with Wi-Fi, but it's not here yet.
Oh, okay.
We're working on it.
It's coming. Is the desktop upstairs hardwired to your...
It's hardwired to the internet. And then that's what the Wi-Fi is hooked up into as well.
Oh, okay. And so the internet comes in from upstairs.
It comes out through down here.
Yeah, we have... Yeah, it's wireless. Like, it's the Wi-Fi down here. And then, like I said, we have the Xboxes down here, but we have a cord that runs from...
Oh, from upstairs.
We ran into it.
I ran a line so that.
Right.
And I've got. our plans are to get a different wireless router
mm-hmm.
because it's not strong enough. I can find inside, just not quite outside.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Where is it located? Here.
It's right up above there.
Other side of these cabinets.
It's
straight upstairs, and it's up there, and that's her office, and that's usually where. I keep everything, but I gotta say, when I bought the thing, I thought it was gonna be enough for the whole house.
Yeah.
And it, honestly, it is, but still, if we want to step outside or there are certain spots down here that it's like.
He can do all his work and stuff from in here on the laptop, and he's fine.
So, let me just write these things down. So the Xbox is kind of essentially in the living room. Then the desktop upstairs is in an office space, and it sounds like it's mostly.
It honestly, it's not used that much because
really
it's
not.
She's not really.
She gets on once a week,
probably once a week. Yeah,
okay.
And it's her, and there's no security, which I feel that. But there's no security or anything on that one. The laptop is what is. Can it measure? I mean, if you're just measuring internet and stuff, will it be able to measure what I do on the laptop and what he does? Since it's going through.
Yeah, so what we will be measuring kind of from your laptop is we'll be getting a sense for what web hosts you go to. So if you go to Yahoo, we'll know that you're on Yahoo, but we won't monitor exactly what's any of the traffic that's going on in there. So we'll know that you're at Yahoo, we'll know that you're at CNN or like people.com or whatever. And so we'll be able to say, well, okay, so from probably roughly like this part of the day to this part of the day, somebody was on at Yahoo doing something or other. From this part of the day to this part of the day, actually no activity was going on. Maybe during that same time, it'll be like, oh, somebody was on the Xbox because there's a lot of game traffic going on with Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also be able to sense probably whether or not you're checking mail. Mm-hmm. We won't look at any of the mail. We don't get to see any of that. But we'll know that there's some mail activity, and we may know, like, we can tell the difference between mail activity and web browsing activity.
Gotcha.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't care either way.
Yeah.
Just so that it's perfectly clear.
Yeah. I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. It's important that at least you're able to kind of understand.
Absolutely.
And hopefully be able to describe it to other people too. That'd be good. But, so, okay, let me get a sense then. The desktop computer upstairs is actually mostly used by grandma then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the laptop, is it kind of equally used by both of you?
It's his work.
It's my work.
Computer, but... That's
when I'm off, she's on it.
So, yeah, I continuously.
Do you guys both play the Xbox kind of equally?
No.
That's him.
That's pretty much me.
Cool, man. I'm with you, bro.
I
got a game tag?
But I'm pretty bad.
Well, I'm not that great either.
He just started within the past few years because he never played video games.
I have kids now, so you're not
That's right.
staying home. And
you kind of know what they're doing.
Yeah.
My PlayStation is just like in the corner now.
Our Xbox is for a DVD player, too. So.
It's nice.
We don't even own a DVD player. So.
So the Xbox, how often would you say that you go on it?
It's at least once a week in the evenings. I get with the guys and
you have to connect
people. It's Wednesday nights and it's usually, you know, 10 to 1.
But he practices and stuff all week.
And then during the week it's more on, it's not as much online, it's more just on the game. And
we do have Netflix too through the...
Oh, Netflix.
Yeah,
right.
We do Netflix.
And both the laptop and the Xbox though.
Interesting.
Oh, so you stream. You're streaming.
Mm-hmm.
How many movies would you guys say you watch in a week?
He watches a different one every night.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I gotta get my money's worth.
Yeah, you're paying for it, right? I understand.
But, you know, there's times where we'll go and it'll be like a whole month and it'll be the one DVD that we got in the mail and we just haven't got around to sending it back. Great because you don't have to pay the
overpay. Movie every night.
So, you know, there's times, but it's definitely worth it,
mm-hmm.
I think, in the long run, for $9 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix is great.
Yeah.
With Netflix, do you have to specify in advance so that it waits until it downloads, or it's really streaming?
It's already pretty much streaming. I mean, it's like maybe a 2 or 3 minute buffering deal
at the
beginning, but that's it.
Great.
Long as you have a good connection, but like if we're down here and
if I
want to watch
it, outside and I'm
there's spots
streaming.
Where it'll slow the internet connection, and then they'll have to stop the movie midway through, and they'll buffer it again, and then you
We've
get to watch
We've also
the rest
learned
of it.
That if we have too many stuff
but,
going on at once with that particular router, it makes everything kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're.
But overall, it's well worth the.
Mm, yeah.
We put it to good use.
Is that the reason why you decided to do the wired? You rewired the Xbox so that you didn't have any issues with the wireless?
Yeah, a lot of my buddies were tried the wireless deal
the
on
Xbox
it,
and
it was just too much drag.
Hmm.
And so I was told, you know, he's like just straight into the box,
sure.
And I was
and
like, okay.
And we have drop ceiling, and
hole.
So really it was not a huge deal.
Right.
You know what I mean? To bring that wire down.
And you have AT&T, right?
Yeah.
And do you feel like what you have right now is sufficient for your needs?
The wire, the router and stuff?
No.
The internet connection. I mean.
The internet connection?
It is okay. Like I said, we've got to get, we've been looking and we're really hoping they put a Black Friday sale on the higher, the router, because it's like 100, the one we wanted was like.
But the actual connection part?
Yeah, the connection is fine.
Fine.
But
okay.
it's just the.
The Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi and having, you know.
Hmm. Okay, so that it's clear, we're going to be putting a router in.
Yeah.
It's a Wi-Fi router. And it may be the case that I'm not sure if you need to get... Oh,
it's
the chair's
sorry.
A little funky.
It's old.
Okay.
Jeez, my gosh. The kids are loud.
It's okay. So I don't know, like, if you guys buy that, it, I don't...
If it's going to
interfere with this, we'll wait. It's okay.
Seriously, to the point to where if he has work, nobody else uses any of the internet, so he can do his work.
Oh, okay.
If he's playing his game with his normal game night, I just don't get on the internet.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Just to keep his game from lagging or whatever. So, no,
so,
it's...
So you guys will, like, time-slice the use of the
activities.
Internet.
Yeah, we've kind of time-sliced them.
Not on purpose, by no means, but it kind of worked out that way.
So we'll stick our wireless router in. We'll see how it goes. I've heard from one person that it seemed to cover better than the router that they had, actually.
Yeah.
So I can't guarantee anything.
we'll see what happens.
That's fine.
So that laptop, do you take it? Do you work primarily from home? Do you take it
elsewhere? I take it to work with me. I use it there. He uses Wi-Fi also.
Uh-huh.
It's right across the street from here. I mean,
yeah, he literally rocks across
the...
Yeah,
he runs it out of his house. In home business.
It's
so
I can pick up
much
his Wi-Fi.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm over there in the afternoons from usually earliest is noon, and I work till about 7 or 8.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay, and then you come home, and then often...
I get it.
Taking over. Right, okay. And do you use it kind of mostly into the evening then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about earlier in the day? Does anybody
during the day, I monitor our phone system from work through it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if we've got, you know, some kind of fiasco going on, I can jump in and
take
care of it.
Yeah, it pops up every time a phone call comes on and tells them exactly what happens to it.
It's a company's gone through the internet, and they provide phone business for companies, and they've got it set up so... during the day when I'm not actually working, I'm kind of working. I'm just monitoring things.
Right.
Sure, everything's going smoothly.
Okay. Okay.
So it's pretty much that computer is being used 24/7.
Right.
At some point in time, it's always being used.
It's essentially left on most of the day?
Oh, yeah. If it's not on, it's hibernated.
I don't think we really shut it down unless it needs to update something.
Makes sense. Good. And this iPod Touch, it's on its way.
It's gonna be on its way. It better be.
Yeah, it'll be a Christmas gift. So,
dude.
Well, she already knows.
It was
an obvious
request.
Yeah.
No, I told everybody. His entire family even asked me what I wanted, and I said I want gift cards to go towards the iPod Touch.
Cool. iPod Touch, great device, but I really like it.
I've never had a first phone or any of that, so.
Well, she wants that instead of the laptop. So
yeah, I don't even want a laptop. I just want that.
Touch is nice, man. It's like, to me, the pinnacle of technology right there.
Yeah. Well worth it, then?
Totally. The battery life is awesome. It just works everywhere.
Really? Yeah. Battery life? Honest?
Yeah.
I've even checked on the touch
is good. And the touch is very thin, too.
Yeah.
And it's light. So, like, it's usually on me, like, all the time.
And on Wi-Fi, with Skype, you can make calls.
Yeah, that's
nice.
That's what I told you. I downloaded this. I've already
got apps
to put
on it. We're doing a lot
of
that business now. We're doing Skype, and we've also got Gmail's got it now.
Do you have Google Voice?
All kinds of apps.
I think Yahoo has something too, don't they?
Do they?
I've already downloaded I went on iTunes and downloaded stuff to just go ahead and switch it right onto it when I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got Skype already, and there's a text one.
All ready to go. You're all ready to go.
Good.
So you told me that Phoenix is mostly the computer guru.
Absolutely.
In the house. So,
I have to
so
fix
tell
everything.
Me about that. Like, how is it that you came to be about the guru? Do you know what you know?
Throughout my parents, my mom has a business and everything computers. I was always given it to sit, and I read instructions. It's a novel thing.
You read the manuals.
I read the manuals. That's all you have to do. And computers nowadays they pretty much have tons of the help and stuff that pops up on it. So,
there any way I can grab this real quick?
Yeah, totally. No problem.
So basically I just fool around with it, you know what I mean? If it's something I've never done before, but I mean, you've got, like I said, you have tons of help on there that the computer itself provides for you, plus internet.
Mm-hmm.
I just pull it up and figure it out.
So you pull stuff up off the internet all the time?
Yeah, I pull things off the internet. And then, if it's something hard, like he had an issue with his Xbox. The system we had got fried, and it was under warranty, so they had to we sent ours off and they gave us a new one.
Oh.
When we were setting it all up, his chat thingy or whatever online would not work. I don't know that one. I don't know anything about the Xbox Live, and mm-hmm. And they don't give you very much information, so we called their helpline.
Yeah.
And that's how, and we had to sit there and change out things, which I did on the laptop, but anyway, but that if I have to, I just call the helpline, but for most part, I can figure it out on my
own. What's an example of something that you figured out that probably Brent couldn't do, sort of, or that he wouldn't do or didn't do?
They, with Rick, you mean?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I went down Brent for some, totally off.
That's right. The, well, he's learned a lot of stuff since, but we've, when it comes to the slow, whenever the computer starts getting slow, I feel like I go through and I clean it all out. If any time his stuff, he thinks it's because of all the programs running, which can lag it a little bit, but mainly it's not. Mm-hmm. So I go through and pull up all of his stuff and clear it out. Make sure like the temp internet files are cleaned out. Maybe, you know, defrag, whatever I have to do to make sure I check for viruses and stuff like that. So that's his biggest issue is that. And then sometimes, see, with the laptop, we don't have as much problem because it's about a year old.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So as far as
it's
it
pretty
could,
new and...
yeah, it doesn't really do anything major.
Okay.
Anything major. His grandmother, she can't do anything with her computer, so I have fixed it before. She gets viruses a lot.
Okay.
So I'm constantly up there pulling off temporary free stuff off the internet to wipe out whatever virus she has.
Right.
And try to get it take care of. She drives me crazy. She won't spend the $60.
Right.
To buy one, to get her a virus thing, but that's all her stuff is up there that she gets viruses, and so I'm constantly beating that up.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to get a sense of.
And I dried out a printer one time.
You dried it out.
And it worked.
Oh. Some water got spilled on it.
It got submerged.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yes.
I'm glad it's worked again.
I'm glad I don't have it.
Where's my mom's now? Oh.
Okay. So that's good. That kind of helped me fill out this thing, which is great.
Mm.
We'll just move on to, unless you've got something about here that you want to do. Okay. So we'll just kind of go on and just kind of want to get a sense of some of your network habits, kind of the performance of the network that you guys feel. We've covered some of that already, which is great. But I just want to make sure that I cover most of these things. do you remember the last time you had a network-related problem, like the internet went down?
The only last time that we had... I think the last time we had a network problem was just with your Xbox.
Yeah, we had a real bad storm.
And
how long ago was that?
I want to say, what was that?
It was probably about 4 or 5 months ago.
4 or 5 months ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
we just unplug everything.
yeah,
we unplug
we
it.
Just unplug everything.
Everything.
And it fried her.
Was it the router? Was it?
No, it was the box, the actual, the brain of the.
Oh, it's the CPU. Yeah,
the
it fried CPU. It. She had to get a new.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it fried my Xbox because they were both hooked up to the phone line.
And we thought the router got messed up, but it didn't.
It didn't mess up the router, and it didn't mess up the phone jack, but it fried my box, and it fried hers.
Wow.
So, but after that, we haven't.
Okay, so that was kind of a freak incident.
Right.
Yes, that was a freak incident. As far as the network goes, we never really have any down times. Like I said, other than if you walk outside of the Wi-Fi range.
The coverage isn't good enough.
And no, for the most part, it's completely fine.
You guys have been with AT&T for 3-ish?
This is actually there, and it's been...
She's had it since they moved in this house 50 years.
But, I mean, as far as the internet goes,
yeah,
just picked
yeah,
it up.
As long as internet's
loyal
been a,
customer.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so when they offered the Uber's service, you jumped on it.
Mm-hmm. She got everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay.
I don't think we've ever really had any
No, we haven't had any issues with it.
What are the kinds of things that you do? So you said you monitor the stuff. What are the other kinds of things you do on the laptop for work?
We do engines. We call them engine searches. Just on how to get more clientele into to the web-based page. More than anything, it's me jumping on like Ring Central, our web page, which is Brickanoo, and then I use Microsoft Office. Yeah, okay. Microsoft Office.
Yeah,
I use that a lot.
Okay,
and those are pretty much it, unless I'm Googling, searching something that somebody's needing that we don't carry, and trying to help them out, that type of thing.
Right.
Other than that, I've got Skype. I use Skype some.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to integrate Talk. Mm-hmm. We're starting to integrate that into the business. I want to say at least every 3 months I'm having some new program being loaded onto the computer,
mm-hmm.
Just with work. But like I said, I'm not big on computers, so I don't know a lot of it, and I'm having to learn as I go. So.
Right. Well, it sounds like you kind of getting a good feel.
Yeah.
It seems like it's pretty good.
It's
good
exposure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how satisfied are you kind of with your internet performance, the performance and the uptime and stuff like that?
I'm 100% happy, other than, you know, the signal part.
Which is our fault, because we...
Right.
Yeah, we just...
But other than that, we're good with it. Well, I think the only issue is grandparents, you know, they're not too savvy with it, and so we're always having to go up and take care of their little issues. But it's always an easy issue, is it not?
Yeah, it's easy.
What kind of thing happens when they call you up? Is it like the computer just doesn't work, or
it's usually the computer. It's usually not. I have no idea what she does. I wish I could figure out what she does.
Sorry, not that part. What is it that she calls you, like when it doesn't work completely, or when
just
it's slow?
She's stopped.
It's just when it doesn't work.
When it doesn't work. But it used to, she used to call us up when it was slow because we were afraid it was a virus, because she doesn't have protection.
Well, that's what I was constantly, anytime she tells me it's slow, I just go and fight whatever, get rid of the viruses that she has. And then usually it's stuff like she can't even hook up a printer. And she just bought a new printer and I had to go hook it up and, you know, stuff.
But typically
she,
it's
anything that... She can't get what she wants done. She calls me.
It's Phoenix time.
Yeah, she left a camera down here, a digital camera down here, and said, "Will you wipe it clean?" I'm like, "Okay."
Very not inclined in that.
I just do whatever. But yeah, with her, it's a multiple different things. She can't open a file that a friend gave her in an email. She can't.
Oh, okay.
Can't send an email.
Can't send it because why is it not going?
Small.
Yeah, and occasionally she has, you know, stuff pops up because it's picked it up from the internet, you know what I mean? Stuff pops up that she can't get it to go away or, but, you know, for the most part, she uses email.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's really it. She doesn't really look for anything on the internet.
Google Map every now and then when she's got to get somewhere.
Yeah, she's got to go somewhere.
Okay. Give me a sense of how reliable it is compared to, like, your internet connection compared to, say, I don't know, your cell phone, for example. Is it comparable, one better?
I'm just as much as the other now.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it used to be a lot different. It used to be cell phone, and that was it. But now that I'm actually know more about the computer,
We really don't have any... we really don't have any... issues with, like, you know, it going away, unless the router loses power. I mean, that's really the only time that which would happen with, like, the electrical storms or something like that, which is freak things, not
okay
from the service.
For the most part. So I'm sorry, I don't know if we know. I know your service comes from AT&T. Is it UVerse or is it?
I'm not sure. But I think
we can
certainly check.
Yeah, to be honest, I believe it is UVerse that does the AT&T stuff.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of speed you're supposed to be getting on that connection?
No idea.
You don't?
Yeah, that I don't.
You're
know.
Just happy with it.
Yeah.
Everything works. If they want to up it, hey, we'll.
Always.
They're a little loose. I think I should have traded out that chair.
Don't worry about it.
My kids.
It's all good. Is there anything that you kind of thought of while we were talking about, I don't know, network, computers, or anything like that?
Have you had any issues where, like, you've hooked it up and you've had to come back out and mess with it or toy with it any?
Yeah, generally, it's been quite reasonable, and it seems to work. Okay. We have had one issue so far.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be...
We ended up getting it resolved, yeah. But...
We didn't have to come over. We didn't have to go out. Okay. It was... a matter of rebooting everything and things started working.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just, just out of curiosity. I mean, it's no big deal if you had to.
Mm-hmm. Get the neighbor's wife.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you know, come and do what you got to do. Yeah, I just need to know just so that I have some kind of, for work's sake, if there's going to be an issue, I'd just rather go over to work and do it.
Sure, yeah. It should be okay.
Okay.
Like I said, we'll give you our contact info.
Okay.
There's a troubleshooting sheet here that you can follow, like this guy right here, actually. When there are problems, basically, you can just try, there are instructions on how to reset things. And if that doesn't work out, you can contact us by phone or by email. We'll try to be as responsive as possible.
Which is resetting everything. It's the best
thing. Solves everything. Usually, right?
Usually, I'll let you hold on to that.
I do the, we have at Home Depot, I don't know if you've heard anything about it, but they have the first phones. Their Motorola has made this huge phone where it's just everything we need, computer and everything.
Okay.
And I was just yelling, I was fussing at him because I spent 3.5 hours on tech support yesterday.
Yeah.
With this phone. And I was like, but they anytime anybody screws it up, they hand it to me.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I can do pretty much this. I could not get it out. And they had, somehow or another, we're not supposed to be able to get, like, internet and stuff on it.
Uh-huh.
Home Depot's network, but they figured out how to get Internet Explorer, all this crap. And then they couldn't get out of it. And I'm like...
Nice.
But
no, it's not my problem.
Yeah, I'm like, yay, thanks. So, yeah.
Have you ever had to call AT&T to talk to them in case of any issues? Gone through tech support with them?
Not with the computer, just for another phone jack down here when we moved.
Yeah, no, and never had any.
Other than that, no issues.
Okay.
No. Sounds pretty good. Did you have any other questions for them?
No.
Okay, so we're going to try installing our thing right now.
Okay.
Can we use your laptop make sure that it kind of goes? And I'll talk about this again later, but really briefly, if you have trouble, we'd actually like you to log it. So, like, and day, what went wrong?
Didn't it say something about pushing a button whenever you have to log it?
Yeah, I think that we don't have the button in place.
We the big red button.
We couldn't get that. So this is this is the button, basically. So we'll leave this kind of with you, probably by the router itself, and then you can kind of work that out.
They have to take it upstairs anyway to hook it up to the
upstairs. Yeah.
Okay. So shall we
go?
Are you ready?
Yeah. All right.
Here, you take this.
Shall we leave it off here for now?
I think this stuff.
Fine. Y'all good?
I don't think it matters. The kids are. So they're in their little cage. They'll be fine.
Nice.
We need it.
You know what? Before I forget, I'm actually going to want to make sure that I have your number so that I can call you guys.
Okay.
I'll probably call once a week.
Okay.
Just to make sure things are going okay. Just give me a second. I'm going to try to find a good place for it.